Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, back in March, President Trump gave us a look at his budget plan, although without much detail, it made clear to us that one of his budget priorities was to downsize the federal government, and he would do that by cutting spending. He had already said that he did not intend to touch Social Security or Medicare. Now, this week, OMB Director Mulvaney has released President Trump's budget plan. I don't see very many surprises. It is a Trump plan to, and I quote, reform the welfare system and replace dependency with dignity to work, end of quote. We're looking at a $3.6 trillion cut over 10 years and a balanced budget in 2027. USDA farm and food programs are in the crosshairs. The next farm bill will be completed in 2018. It would have to be different. Big savings in food stamps and crop insurance could reach $228 billion over the next 10 years. With new work requirements for those who don't have children and aren't disabled, that might make some recipients to think twice if they really want to work. We have 44 million people on food stamps, almost as many as at the height of the recession. And now we have near full employment, but the number has not come down very much. OMB Director Mulvaney asked, and I quote, "Are there folks on food stamps that shouldn't be?" End of quote. Trump's plan does not overlook crop insurance either. The crop insurance that farmers pay for to protect against losses is 60% subsidized by the government. That means that a farmer pays only 40% of the cost of the insurance. I say that level of subsidy is a little hard to defend. Trump wants to put some limits on the crop insurance plan, no more than $40,000 to any one farmer. The argument against that is that big farmers would not participate. The White House would limit eligibility for all commodity support programs to only farmers earning less than $500,000 adjusted gross income, and that would save a lot of money. Keep in mind that this is the president's budget. Most presidential budgets are dead on arrival. The Congress writes the budget and the spending bills. However, presidential budgets can have some influence. Trump's a negotiator, and I agree that the food programs and farm programs need to be reworked. Although President Trump says Social Security and Medicare are off limits, there's a lot of money there. I think some reform is justified. When Social Security was started, life expectancy was 65. Now it's almost 80. Stay tuned. I was on the farm last week. Corn and beans are in the ground. And I am John Block from Washington.